friends. Welcome.
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 Welcome to
the Power Mornings Podcast with Philly Joe and Kirby.
I never said that name out loud before. It sounds stupid now that I say it. Just you call him whatever you want.
Winnipeg's best rock. Power 97.
We're on a Monday morning. It's Philly. That's me. Joe Aiello on my left. And then Kirby sits on my right, just to give you a visual of what happens in here around the desk every day.
That's all that happens. We just stand in our spots.
Well, you stand. Do you stand most of the time,
Yeah, up and down.
Is that a back issue or why? Like, what's going on there? Huh? You just more comfortable?
Yeah, I think so. It could be a back issue.
you sit, Kirby?
I do.
Yeah, I'm sit lazy as well. But my massage therapist, Kaylee, told me that I should stand more. So I get up because I got the sciatica.
I hear that at home a lot. you should stand more and actually do something.
Nothing to do with the sciatica. It's just help out around.
I think I got this one on the weekend, but not so harsh. But I think it was. I love it when you help in the kitchen. And I thought about it for a second. I said, I don't do this very often. And that's what led to the conversation of, you could lend a bigger hand. It is that's eating.
Yeah, so it's subtle.
Got told.
It's subtle. I get that sometimes.
And I mean, listen, I'm not saying Christy's wrong. I'm just saying she was pretty smart in the weekend she picked. It wasn't like I could blame it on the All-Star games. You know what I mean? Like,
honey, I'm watching the Pro Bowl. I can't just get up and help you do things in the kitchen. I can't miss this game.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a busy morning. Pretty significant announcement to tell you all about this morning and some tickets to give away for that.
Two announcements.
A couple of announcements.
Yep.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Power 97.
AC/DC Highway to Hell. 610, good morning. It's Philly Joe and Kirby. Welcome aboard.
Far from hell when I tell you that.
That rolled around in my head as I was saying that song is, some would say we are in hell when you get the extreme cold warnings.
Yeah.
For a solid, week now?
This is absolutely crazy. Light snow today, high of minus 18. Tonight's low is minus 36. Overnight, the wind chill could reach minus 53. Today and tomorrow.
I'm sorry, did you say 5-3?
What? I did. And that could happen again tomorrow. So,
where are
overnight.
We? In Nunavut?
Are
we
in Thompson? It's warmer there.
Are we in Churchill?
Did you not see a lot of the posts? Mars. We're colder than Mars, colder than Antarctica. There's all of that going on. What happened to global warming? Those memes are out there.
Yeah, those don't make much sense, but I get it. That's funny. Did you say minus 53, Joe, the wind chill overnight? That's what you're saying it could be.
Hazardous frostbite conditions. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So listen, there should be no criminal activity tonight, even at minus 53.
There isn't, though.
The wind chill.
Okay.
I saw somebody going through my garbage this morning.
You did?
I did. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I haven't seen any of that in my back alley.
I'm just as shocked as you are.
I haven't seen it. So you still have it, but there's been no activity. Because in the summer, for example, there's people going up and down my back alley looking through the recycling specifically. Yeah. But I haven't seen that in weeks now.
Kirby's still a little worn out after the incident of the extension cord from last week, though, too.
Are you sure you actually saw someone, or was it like your neighbor?
No, I 100%. We made eye contact. Yeah. It was like, I honestly felt bad for the guy. I'm like, what are you doing out here? It's so cold. Sure. I didn't even want to brush my vehicle off. Mm-hmm. But, he's out there going through my neighbors. Yeah, of course. But no, the extension cord remains. I have not lost the second
one. It's a cold case?
I'm telling you.
The original one?
Legit cold case.
I'm telling you, if it gets to minus 53 with that wind chill, forget just the extension cord. Get the best blanket you have in the house and wrap your battery.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to show up on Dateline, the extension cord. Maybe. We'll see.
Next weekend, I heard.
I emailed them. They might be.
Good.
How about a Netflix special?
Yeah.
13 episodes.
Power 97.
And we had a bunch of snow yesterday. You're going to have to brush off the vehicle this morning, which is just so fun on January 28th. Gets more and more frustrating, right? Then you get a February or a late February snowfall into March. Every time you brush your car off, you get more and more angry. The roads, I will say this, they will be a little slow going this morning. Slippery.
It was slippery yesterday. But I'll tell you what I think we could do. If you're like us and weren't able to get away this winter, I think we get a bus and a shuttle going to the airport at different times. Tonight, when it gets down to about minus 35, minus 40, and then into that minus 50, and we just go stand at the airport and watch these people get off the planes from these warm climates and go to their car and forget in like 30 seconds that they were just gone for a week or
that
two.
That is the one advantage to not going away. Coming back sucks. It does.
The difference in temperature.
Coming down off that high of being away and poolside drinks and everything, and then right to shoveling your walk and life and going back to work. When you don't go away, you don't have to deal with that crash. That's why we don't go away.
I don't have any sympathy.
No, absolutely not. Power
97. You know what? It was fun. Obviously, it would have been better if we won. I'm pretty competitive, so it sucks losing, even if it's just an all-star game. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was a lot of fun. My parents loved it, I'm a happy man.
Mark Scheifele, I'm pretty sure he has a race with the other guys to tie his shoes before he leaves the dressing room. The man's competitive. He said it himself. Pretty competitive. Don't like even losing all-star games. But I think we're all just glad the all-star break's over. You know, for hockey fans, it's painful.
Well, it just seemed... I'm sorry, couldn't hold it in. I
don't know why that's so funny. It's just a sneeze.
Out of all times. I think it just seemed like too long of a break if you're a Winnipeg Jets fan. Mm. Some teams played up until Wednesday, you know, and then they'll get off till about Wednesday. But for the Jets, it was like, you know, Saturday in Dallas, and it was like, oh. It's only been a week, but it felt longer.
It didn't seem like a long break for me, but I did having to listen to you guys complain about how there was no sports. Oh, my God. Every single morning, you guys were just like, what are we going to do with our lives?
Yes. Yeah.
There's nothing to watch.
Well, and keep in mind... The NFL is taking their break before the Super Bowl.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
It's back.
Yay. That's good. We got the Super Bowl. We got the Jets. Y'all won't have to listen to his bitch anymore. Power 97. Okay, trip down memory lane this morning for me. It's clearly I did not know how big table hockey still was, but I'm learning that with our next guest, Sal Capizzi. And I'd like to say Sal is from the Winnipeg Table Hockey League, but it's more than that. Joe, you've known Sal a long time.
Sure. Grew up. But when you're in the Italian community, like other communities, you pretty much know. It was like, we used to call it, shut up on your Facebook. It was, everybody just kind of knew each other from different things. And I used to play a little soccer in my day with Sal's brother.
Okay.
Tony. Cool. And Sal ended up being the better of the two athletes anyway. He's a gym teacher, for crying out loud.
Everyone loves the gym teacher, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Do you want to give a shout out to your school?
Oh, yeah, definitely want to say hi to my school, Robertson. My boys there at WTHL, my wife, Catherine, and of course my two dogs and my mom.
Okay.
Hey,
covered it all.
Hockey guy, you got to get mom in there, even if it's table hockey.
Oh, she's the one who bought me my first table hockey game, so.
Well, okay.
Isn't that the way it goes, though?
Well, for me, it was Christmas presents.
Yeah.
We used to get table hockey for Christmas probably every other year, and we loved it. We'd play that thing every day, all day.
Oh, yeah, you had, like, Christmas parties, and people would pull it out, and you get your friends over. You have some tournaments with your friends after school, and that's how we started. We just started with a few tournaments, and then we started keeping stats because, you know, boys can't play anything without, you know, declaring who's the winner, right?
That's true. A poster. Somebody make up the poster with the
stats. You make any sort of medal with, you know, hang a piece of macaroni over on a string and say, I'm the winner that night.
That might have been an Italian thing.
Italian tournament.
So tell us a bit about the league. Like, how many people are in the league? How long you been around?
Right now we have about 25 guys or so, and we've been playing. Actually, this is our 30th year. So we started back in the late 80s, and that's what it was. It was tournaments at the house. We started playing, and then we started keeping stats. And we said, okay, let's take it from here. And we just started playing, and slowly we started out with, you know, it was my brother, my cousins, a couple of friends, and then every year we'd add one or two guys because they bring, my friend's interested, but they want to play. So we, come on down, and we started playing and started getting bigger and bigger, and to the point where we decided to expand. And then a few years ago, we started doing some tournaments for charity work because we don't keep a penny for ourselves. We just so once a year, we do our WTHL Challenge Cup, and we donate all the funds to Cancer Care Manitoba every year.
Cool.
So
awesome.
Yeah, so and it's an excuse for the guys to get together, just have a little fun, watch a jet game, you know, get us out on nights when it's minus 30 like we played last night. And so that's what we do. So.
How intense do the games of table hockey get? Because like you said, with men, they can get a little competitive. So, like, how competitive are we talking?
As the tournament goes along and we get, it's more chill at the beginning. And then as it starts to get to playoff round and it starts to get to the elimination round, and because we just do one game knockouts, and then it's like all of a sudden,
oh boy.
You know,
well, I guess a macaroni necklace is on the line. People got to play.
And you're not playing around. We got the old school table hockey in studio this morning, the kind I grew up on with the Winnipeg Jets and the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, we got a custom, it's called a custom, the guy who makes this, this was a knockoff from the Coleco days, and his name is Carlo, so they call it Carlico, and there's a couple of guys. one guy's in New York, one guy's in Montreal, and
they make all the sets now.
Yeah, they not all the sets. They but, the kind that branch off from the Coleco ones, and it's big with
high end.
Yeah, it is nice.
You can get them custom made to whatever you like, and then with a little Photoshop, you can have whatever teams. And
I was noticing that even the advertisements around the board. So first thing I see is an advertisement for Viagra. So it's good to know that the sponsorship is.
It's a boys' league. Boys' league.
They know their target demo. Yeah,
I remember too, like the cool sets you could. Get the like all the players from different teams, right? So you have all the teams back then. So we set this up today because Phil, I'm not a very good player. I could never get the left hand going as good as the right on these machines.
Am I taking on Sal? Is that what's going on?
I think so.
Am I taking on a pro?
Sal listens to the show. He knows you're a Habs fan.
Okay.
And he's a Jets fan.
Tell you
so
what.
You got a great matchup here. I just want to tell you the 50-50 right now is at $2. winner gets half.
We'll put it on live Facebook.
Yes, we're going to go
table
live.
Hockey. Sal Capizzi of the Winnipeg Table Hockey League. Joe?
I just want to mention there's a website. WinnipegTableHockeyLeague.com. People can check out.
Yeah, you can come check us out if you want to find out any information about table hockey or you're looking to purchase a game from different companies. I can give you the ins and outs.
That's excellent.
We're also on Twitter at WTHL Table Hockey. We're on Facebook. So if you need any questions about table hockey, give me a shout.
Okay, and now let's...
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary. Enough talking. Let's get it on. Get it on! Power
97. Manitobans are known for making the most of the winter, but if a storm causes you to be stuck in your vehicle, are you prepared? CAA Manitoba says having a roadside emergency kit is like having an insurance policy. The company suggests having basic items like food, water, candles, and blankets in your vehicle, as well as a colorful piece of fabric that could be used as a flag to flag somebody down in the case of an emergency.
I keep a turkey fryer in the truck just in case.
That's why your safety kit will not feature a flare.
That's right. Yeah, no flares.
Dangerous.
It takes a while to heat up the oil as well, so it's a couple hours before you're eating, but at least it's in there.
Just having a deep fry on the side of the road.
Need help, buddy? Well, I do. I got a flap. I'm waiting for the oil to heat up. I'm going to make a turkey to keep warm.
If you've got an extra 8 hours, we're good.
I also have a smoker. I was thinking of smoking something while I'm here.
Just plug it into the lighter feature.
The Power Mornings Podcast with Philly, Joe, and Kirby. Winnipeg's best rock. Power 97. What?
All right, a little different time for What's What this morning. We usually do it before 7 o'clock, but of course we had Sal Capizzi in from the Winnipeg Table Hockey League. And if you want to go check it out at the Power Facebook page, I actually played Sal in table hockey, and my God, did he kick the snot out of me, like, viciously.
Yeah,
I haven't
played in 20 years.
There's 10-0 at least. it's something to behold. I've never played. I told them while we were playing, I've never played against anybody who can play table hockey like that. Like, even years ago when I used to play a lot, my brothers and I, we weren't that good. But this guy, man, passing the puck around, just scoring on me at will.
Honest to God, it reminded me of the Harlem Globetrotters against the Washington Generals.
It was terrible.
The only thing missing was the confetti trick.
It's true.
So what's what? Now, Black Panther took the top award at last night's SAG Awards, the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Gills? No.
Guild.
Gills. Yeah. Screen Actors Guild.
No fishing involved.
Guild. These are the fishing awards. So good for Black Panther. Of course, we're leading up to the Oscars. We've already had the Golden Globes. Leading acting winners were Glenn Close from The Wife and Rami Malek from Bohemian Rhapsody. He, of course, won at the Golden Globes as well.
That's got to be a bit of a nod, you would think, at the Oscars. But honestly, whenever you get a Glenn Close or a Meryl Streep in the nominations, you have to be the other women going, oh, God.
There's no way.
Why bother?
You're not beating them.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman and Sandra Oh won the awards for Best Actors. As we look at the TV side, drama series, Bateman won for his role in Ozark. We've all seen Ozark in this room.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. He's tremendous in that. And Oh, a native of Ottawa, won for the BBC American series Killing Eve. Killing Eve, I've heard, is a good show as well.
Okay.
If you're a fan of The Office, you know exactly the scene I'm going to be talking about. And even if you're not a fan of The Office, because I've never seen the show in its entirety, you've seen the clip of the CPR episode where Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, is doing CPR. Yep. And he's doing it to the sound of the Bee Gees Staying Alive.
Right.
Okay? Yes. It is one of the funniest clips I've ever seen in my entire life. Well, over the weekend, a guy from Arizona, who's also got the last name Scott, oddly enough, from the character in The Office, said he was able to give this woman CPR because of that episode. And it worked. Wow. He saved her life.
He didn't go for the full day at St. John's Ambulance. One episode, 30-minute episode.
He said the Bee Gees Staying Alive is the tune where you can give successful CPR if you go to the tune.
It's a excellent. Great soundtrack in the 80s. We were talking about Winnipeg table hockey. We're talking about the Winnipeg Jets getting back in action tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers. They say a study found that the thrill of a hard-fought hockey victory from fans boosts the odds of a heart attack in men under the age of 55. Under the age of 55.
Wow. It's stressful.
Yes, and it can be. I mean, I bet you, and I'm not picking on you, but you're a hardcore Montreal Canadiens fan.
Mm-hmm.
There's had to have been nights where, like, you're going, well, I don't know what this back pain's all about, but it is one of the signs.
Well,
you can get pretty hot and bother and go, wait, I got to cool down a bit.
Talk to Jets fans about that playoff run last year, the series against Nashville, the series against Vegas. It can ruin your day, your mm-hmm. pace in the house. If there's an overtime, it's insane.
Okay, slow down, Phil. Slow down.
Ah! That's what's what. Power
97. Light snow today, high of minus 18. Tonight's low, it's going to say minus 36. The wind chill overnight should hit, believe it or not, minus 53.
That's got to be a record. I don't remember.
It has to be.
I don't remember being in the 50s.
Yeah, and this is supposed to be for 2 days, today and tomorrow. It's minus 20 out there right now.
Okay, when you get weather like that, you start to see stories like this, and it's a good reminder. Do you have an emergency kit in your car? CAA Manitoba says you should. You've had it in your news all morning. Just stuff, and I think this would be especially if you drive on a highway for extended periods of time, if your commute to work or if you're going on a highway trip of some form.
Well, yes, highway driving specifically, but I mean, if you get stuck in a pileup, like I got stuck on the perimeter last winter in a 30-car pileup, okay? And it took like 3 hours for them to clear a way for some of us who were still drivable to go.
Mm-hmm,
and if I didn't have enough gas in my car or, you know, things that I needed to keep warm, I would have been screwed.
Well, there was some photos over the weekend that I believe it happened in Quebec where ball hockey, street hockey game broke out on the side, which is fine if you know, you're fooling around just to keep some levity going. But you're right. What are you going to do for 3 hours in your vehicle? Probably, hopefully, you know, there'd be somebody else that would let you in their car. But if you get stuck on the side of a highway, you blow a tire or something.
And you got to wait.
And you're on a remote road. Yeah, that's big trouble.
At least if you blow a tire, I'm thinking more if your car breaks down. Because if you blow a tire, you can keep the car running, providing you have enough gas.
True.
And stay warm.
True.
That happened to me recently. Got a flat tire, kept the car running so I could warm up real quick when I couldn't feel my fingers anymore. But I'll admit, I don't do a lot of highway travel, so I don't have one of these emergency kits in the vehicle. Kirby, do you?
No.
No.
I do.
I think I have maybe like a granola bar and a blanket in the back.
That's pretty good.
Granola bar and a blanket. Yeah. Well, that's right.
Don't ask why I got those two things in my car. I just have them.
That'll keep you alive for about 8 minutes extra.
Granola bar.
Not even a package of granola bars.
One.
And after about a month, those things, because it's probably been sitting there through all four seasons.
Dust.
Since I got my car, yeah.
And whatever glue or honey still left on it, the wrapper is going to be, you might as well eat the wrapper.
It's like an episode of Survivor.
See,
you don't
dress warm. So of all the people who should have a security kit, an emergency kit, it's you. Now, Joe, this surprises me a bit that you have one.
Believe it or not, I ended up getting one from CA Manitoba. Years ago, when I was a member, I ended up picking, I think it was my dad, actually, believe it or not, that picked one up for my brother and picked one up for me. But I used to do a lot of highway driving.
Yeah, okay.
My in-laws, lived out of town and everything, so I used to have one. Never needed it, thank God. But if you opened it up, honest to God, I wouldn't know what to do with half the stuff in it anyway, to be honest. But it was a piece
of
mind.
But you got one. That's the important part.
Yeah, but I mean, it had a candle. Yeah, I thought candles. It was like an episode of MacGyver. It had like the thinsulate blanket, right? And I don't know. It was, but it's good.
What are those things?
You still need
flares?
A pair of boots.
Yeah, you need boots and stuff to
actually,
keep you warm.
I'll keep them my Sorrels. I love my Sorrels. I'll keep them in the truck to have in case I break down or get a flat tire.
Yeah, those are important. Yeah. But things like flare, I wouldn't know how to use a flare to like draw attention if I ever got like stuck in the middle of nowhere.
You need to not drive on the highway.
No, I'm just going to keep it inside the city limits.
Get a tap car membership or something for one of the cab companies and you'll be good. Sell the car.
Power 97.
Tonight's low, minus 36. Overnight, the wind chill will say minus 53.
I'm going to get up in the middle of the night just to see if my phone actually is reading in the 50s for the wind chill, just so I can screenshot it and say, you know, and save that picture for down the road where I can go, hey, I remember when the wind chill is minus 50 overnight, because it's not something you see all the time.
I don't think I've heard the word, like the digit 5 used in the forecast ever.
Well, the only thing missing, Phil, is you walk into work barefoot. Then it'd be a dad story. Remember those ones growing
uphill,
up?
Well, I
remember.
Downhill.
Yeah. The prairies.
We walked. quick story. My dad, God bless him, used to tell us that story. Oh, I walked to hockey every day, 20 miles there and back.
With the bag and the stick.
Phone books for shin pads. That's the way it was. And we were tough and we liked it. Then we go to his hometown. Like, hey, this is my hometown where I grew up.
Yeah.
That's the house where I grew up. Hockey rink right beside his house. The outdoor rink. It's like, what the hell, Dad? You've been saying you walked 20 miles to hockey our whole lives.
He got the distance wrong, but he did walk.
he was way off. Ruined his whole story. Hey, you might have heard us this morning a couple of different times saying 8:10 this morning. We've got Barack Obama tickets up for grabs. You don't hear that all the time. Yes, the former president speaking tour coming to Winnipeg, Bell MTS.
Yeah, they're calling it a conversation with President Barack Obama. It's going to be on Bell MTS Place, March 4th is when he'll be here.
Yep, that's a Monday night, March 4th, and tickets are going on sale Wednesday. Wednesday, which usually, you know, doesn't happen so quick. But Wednesday, Ticketmaster's the place to get your tickets. Listen, doesn't matter what side of the political, fence you fall on. This guy's very charismatic. He's well-spoken. And there is a sign, you know, there's some entertainment that goes with this. It could be a very interesting show.
Well, it sure will, yeah. And we've had some questions about price point for the tickets. People on social media asking us. I know all the information is up at the Power 97 Facebook page or power97.com if you want to peruse that and have a look. And yes, we will have tickets up for grabs coming up at 8:10 this morning with the Power Struggle.
The Power Mornings Podcast with Philly, Joe, and Kirby. Winnipeg's best rock. Power 97.
Just saying, love in an elevator. Never done it, but
you would have.
To each his own. Yeah, I mean, if
the opportunity presented itself in the short time that you ride an elevator,
it's like saying no to good pizza. There's just times you're not going to say no.
Were the cameras in the elevator the deterrent?
Well, it would be, because then there's evidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or an audience.
I don't need it. Yeah, I don't need anybody to see that. No one wants to see it. Okay, here we go. It's the Power Struggle. 777-9797. Tickets to go see former President Barack Obama. A speaking event at Bell MTS Place. And we were just talking off air. Like he would have a serious Secret Service attachment with him, like all ex-presidents.
For sure.
That's going to be an event when he's in town.
Be quite the entourage, yeah.
When you see absolutely. Them rolling down the road, bringing them to the
And this rink. Tour is not like one of those lengthy tours. I think there's only two Canadian stops on it right now. I could be wrong. But,
no, it's very limited to, very the, limited. To the spots that he's going.
And Winnipeg got picked.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, yeah. I mean, obviously a very interesting character, politics aside. 10 o'clock this morning, we will have a pre-buy code for you, too. A pre-sale.
Okay.
If you're interested in that.
So pay attention to our Facebook page.
You bet.
It'll be up there.
So, on average, this will happen to you 3 times this month. January, February, apparently the average, this will happen to you 3 times this month.
Okay. 777-9797.
Good morning. Start.
Oh, hello.
Your car won't start?
Oh, your car won't start.
No.
Oh.
And man, over the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Not that it hasn't happened enough already in the last month, but.
Mine's grouchy when I started.
Yeah, sure.
The older truck.
I think we're all grouchy getting started in these temperatures.
That sounds like me when I first get in the morning. hello, Power.
Hey, let's go with Philly.
Philly for the win. On average, this is going to happen to you, Philly, about 3 times in January or 3 times in February.
You'll forget to pay a bill because there's more of them. So you'll...
Oh, that's very a good guess. Clever. No.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay.
For tickets to go see the one, the only Barack Obama, go ahead.
Is it late for work?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh. Yeah. I just finished writing that down as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're not playing match game today. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I did see you writing. On average, this will happen to you 3 times in January, about 3 times in February. You're going to be late for work. And they say weather related, obviously, and such. Sleeping in a little longer.
You're late right now?
You betcha.
What a coincidence.
It was a good win, though.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
Well, we won't keep you long then. Congrats.
Power 97
weather. The extreme cold warning remains in effect. A high of minus 18 expected. Right now it's minus 19 with the wind chill sitting at minus 30.
And if you haven't heard, this will make your day on a Monday morning. Joe's had it in the weather. It's going to go down into the 50s for wind chill overnight.
That's what they're saying. Minus 53 is what they're calling for tonight. Pretty much the same tomorrow.
So we're all sitting here going, I don't ever remember being in the 50s. That doesn't mean it hasn't. It just means I don't remember it because I don't remember a lot of things. But we're getting text messages. People do remember.
Yeah. When I got married in 2013 on New Year's Eve, the temperature was minus 52 with the wind chill. Someone saying shout out to Gillam, Manitoba. Seems to be quite a common number.
Yeah.
In that part of Manitoba.
We had a gentleman call the show, call about 15 minutes ago saying he remembers that about 6-7 years ago into the 50s.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something you don't really forget.
No. Yeah, I did, but.
Yeah. Well, there's probably parts of you that are still thawing from that moment, Phil. Like,
Power 97.
How about that Barry Trotz guy? Head coach of the New York Islanders, former coach of the Washington Capitals, Nashville Predators, one of the good guys, and proud to call him a Manitoban.
And a lot of Manitobans will tell you it was just a wonderful hockey story. Here's a guy whose career ended because of a neck back injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got into coaching, and from the University of Manitoba ranks, ended up in the National Hockey League at some point, and won himself a Stanley Cup. I told you last week that I remember one time getting a chance to interview Barry Trotz when the Nashville franchise had just started going. And here's a guy that had paid his dues in the NHL that was putting in more leg time than a lot of the players were just to educate the fans of Nashville about hockey and to grow the game. And here he is coming back home.
Yeah, of course, he started his career at the Dauphin Kings. He shows up at Ukrainian Night, which is a whole other bit of awesomeness.
Night that would be. I'm telling you. Tremendous.
I think I read somewhere that they dropped a Kubasaw on the ice.
It was a ceremonial puck drop, which Barry Trotz did. And because it's the All-Star break, so he had some time on his hands. But it's not a puck drop. It's a Kubasaw drop.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
I had to read it like 4 times because I'm like, is that a typo? Do they really say Kubasaw?
The players didn't have a clue that Barry was coming back to Dauphin.
No, and he went.
So what a nice surprise. Then he gives them a pep talk.
Before the game, he went in and spoke to them.
And this was the week off for the players.
Comes a dolphin.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's not like a lot of people in the States are traveling to Manitoba during January. Like, flights to Winnipeg are pretty cheap this time of year. Mm-hmm. So getting out of here, they're expensive.
Just one of the all-around good guys, and I'm telling you what, the Capitals, they miss him. As of right now, I mean, we'll see what they do in the second half of the season. But I have a feeling they're going to regret the day they let Barry Trotz walk out of their organization and go join the Islanders, because he's got the Islanders turned right. Him and Lou Lamoriello have the Islanders turned right around.
Yeah, and he just went into the Manitoba Hockey Hall of Fame last year, too. So,
excellent.
Or the year before.
You want to check out the story? It's up at the Power 97 Facebook page.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Power Mornings podcast. Ooh. Catch the show live weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Winnipeg's best rock. Power 97.